This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best new Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, one of the most talented vocalists ever to emerge from Puerto Rico returns with a new album. An Argentine band keeps alive the spirit of rock icon Luis Alberto Spinetta, and a master of the Afro-Caribbean dance floor cooks up the sweetest bachata you could ever imagine. Yes, it's a new music episode today at the Latin Alternative, and we have great music from both established masters and newcomers alike. Right, hermano Josh?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. Very happy with this bumper crop of new Latin music we've had throughout so far 2019. I think it's one of the best years in some time. I discovered an artist I was not familiar with. In fact, this is his first song ever that I think has been commercially released. And of course, he cleverly titled it with the name of himself. This song is called Mr. Tropical by the artist Mr. Tropical. And Ernesto, I don't remember, know if you remember a group called the Pinkertones from Barcelona, Spain.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the Pinkertones, my favorite Pinkertone song was a song called The Whistling Song. And Mr. Tropical has some lovely whistles throughout this song as well. My son cannot get it out of his head and is always making me play it for him. So we're going to take a listen to Mr. Tropical and the song of the same title from the album Yo Soy Mr. Tropical.
Mr. Tropical!
Caminar al mar y al horizonte vio una nave espacial que se acercaba y justo fue a aterrizar a donde él le gustaba meditar.
Mr. Tropical. Mr. Tropical.
¿Cómo explicarles un rapto extraterrestre? Ni yo, ni él, ni nadie pudo entenderle. Fue un encuentro con la existencia misma. Frente a sus ojos vio pasar su propia vida. Miradas perdidas en el tiempo, tratando de recordarle su secreto. Mr. Tropical, tenés superpoderes. Olvidarlo puedes, pero ya no debes. Extraterrestre, ni yo, ni él, ni nadie pudo entenderle. Fue un encuentro con la existencia misma. Frente a sus ojos vio pasar su propia vida. Entre debates, dudas y combates con los extraterrestres pudo comunicarse. Es que la música es lenguaje universal. El ritmo es especial para cualquier ser espacial.
El poder musical es para Mr. Tropical.
Mr. Tropical. Mr. Tropical.
Yo te doy guión, tú levantas el telón. brillan con la luz del sol sin alcanzarte. Pienso en los sonidos que han llenado de color mis emociones.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from Mexico City with a singer from England. Yes, Jenny Ball, the frontwoman of Jenny and the Mexicats. This might be my favorite song, Ernesto, that this group has ever put out. It's actually a collaboration with one of Spain's leading rock bands, Vetusta Morla. This song is called El Telón. Definitely has a nice little kind of 80s new wave power pop vibe, but I'm just loving this track.
And now, my brother, I'm very grateful to you because you just discovered for me what I think could very well be the most amazing song to emerge from Latin America in 2019. I'm talking about Ile. Ile, of course, is Ileana Cabra, also known as Peje 13. She used to be a rapper and backup vocalist with the Puerto Rican progressive reggaeton band Calle 13. But it's interesting how Ile sort of has revealed musical persona of her very own in her solo work. And the solo work is really tinged with the ghosts of the bolero and the salsa records that every Puerto Rican person grows up with. I'm just amazed at the wide variety of influences that Ile has displayed, not only on her remarkable debut album, but also on the new record, Almadura. This is her second album, and in fact, it involves a collaboration with Eddie Palmieri, the godfather of salsa. We're not going to listen to that today. Today, you picked, my brother Josh, this amazing track, Nye, Nye, Nye. And this is, the production, Ile's vocalizing, the touches of Afro-Cuban splendor. This is just beautiful from Almadura. And the island of Puerto Rico, here's Ile with Nye, Nye, Nye.
Acabar con todo, ponen cara de yo no fui ñe ñe, pa' aquí.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Wow, hermano, I really love the vocal style of Vanessa da Mata. She is 43, almost a veteran of the Brazilian MPB, Música Popular Brasileira, scene. We just heard the track Dance Reggae Comigo. And of course, when you take a look at the very definition of that style of Brazilian music known as MPB, there's always, you know, a mention of samba, of all the authentic Brazilian rhythms, and then blended in with mainstream pop and rock. And of course, reggae, much like Gilberto Gil incorporated, Jorge Ben Jor and Caetano Veloso, all the MPB greats. And so did Vanessa da Mata, and this is why I picked this particular track to showcase off her new album. And I love the title of her new record, Vanessa da Mata's new LP. The title is Cuando Dejamos Nossos Beijos na Esquina, which roughly translated means When We Left Our Kisses on the Corner of the Street. I love that, and I really like Vanessa da Mata and her voice. And since we're in Brazil, why don't we go to a neighboring country, to my country, to Argentina, and more specifically to Buenos Aires.
Yes, Ernesto, to our beloved Buenos Aires, and a group, you know my inner rocker side, Ernesto, very well. And usually I'm the one putting the up-tempo rock in the Latin an alternative, but a couple weeks ago you turned me on to a song that we played in the show from an Argentine rock group called Amel, and the song Entre Planetas, which I could not get out of my head, and I liked so much that I demanded we put it in the next follow-up new music episode. And I understand, Ernesto, this group actually features, you could say, relatives, very close relatives of Spinetta, the iconic Argentine singer-songwriter often compared to being the country's Bob Dylan. Is that correct?
Yeah, because at the core of Amel, you have not only Spinetta's brother on the drums, but also his nephew on guitar and vocals and songwriting. And it's interesting how they're really connected, not only by name with the sort of the cosmovision, the universe of Luis Alberto Spinetta, but this track by Amel, Entre Planetas, really sounds like it could be, I mean, you can definitely listen to that Spinetta influence sort of in the way that the vocals work and the harmonies. It's very interesting how close to Spinetta's DNA this is.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto, but I also think it has some of that driving rock that even fans of artists like Rival Sons, or even, I don't know why it reminded me of a Blind Melon song, Tones of Home, but I'm happy for you introducing it to me. So let's take a listen. This is Entre Planetas by Amel. This is the Latin Alternative.
We'll be right back. We are
making movies.
And you're tuned in to The Latin Alternative.
Cuando el tirano mandó las calles de Cartagena, aquella historia vivió. Cuando aquí llegaban esos negreros africanos en cadenas, besaba mi tierra en esclavitud perpetua. Él les daba muy maltrato y a su negra le pegó. Y fue allí, se reveló el negro guapo, tomó venganza por su amor y aún se escucha en la verga. No le pegué a mi negra.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. We just heard a collaboration between Kansas City's Making Movies with New York City's Flor de Toloache. Yes, Making Movies, an indie rock band that mixes Latin with indie rock. Again, hailing from the unusual location of Kansas City. These guys have been at it now for almost a decade, I believe, and making a name for themselves. They collaborated with the Grammy-winning group Flor de Toloache, who are this kind of alternative, all-female mariachi group. And I'm really loving this song that we just heard. That was Rebellion, or Rebellion.
And now, Josh, we're going to listen to some bachata music. And it's sort of funny. Of course, we don't feature bachata much in the Latin alternative because bachata lately has become extremely mainstream, almost like a distant cousin of reggaeton. But there's some sort of common links there of how mainstream it's become and how it charts. And there's a New York sound of very smooth bachata. But then again, enter Juan Luis Guerra, the veteran singer-songwriter and Berkeley graduate from the Dominican Republic, the man who sort of changed, gave a new face to the two authentic dance genres from the Dominican Republic. I'm talking about the merengue and the bachata. Now, a few years back, Juan Luis Guerra released this beautiful song called Bachata en Fukuoka that had the sort of the harmonic sophistication of a classic pop song and a very lilting sound, a very smooth sound, but very cosmopolitan. This was a bachata quite unlike anything I had heard before. And Juan Luis Guerra has just released a new album. This is Literal. And he did it again. Sort of the lead single from Literal is Corazón Enamorado. And this is really as sunny and gorgeous as a bachata you're likely to find in 2019. So here he is, Juan Luis Guerra.
Tú no sabes cómo me quedé cuando hablamos la primera vez. Me contaste lo que te pasó y la desilusión, que no lo querías perder. Y te dije dale un tiempo más, que es oscuro si va a amanecer. Y prepárate para el perdón, con o sin razón. Todo lo puede el amor. Cuánto me alegra encontrarte esta vez, con el corazón enamorado y la ilusión de vivir a su lado y una lluvia de besos, niña, mojándote. Hoy te sobran sueños de mujer y el deshoja invierno es para ti. Llega otro momento de aceptar y de repetir. Todo lo puede el amor. Cuánto me alegra encontrarte esta vez, con el corazón enamorado y la ilusión de vivir a su lado y una lluvia de besos, niña, mojándote, con el corazón enamorado y la ilusión de vivir a su lado y esta fuga de besos, niña, buscándote. La ilusión de vivir a su lado y una lluvia de besos, niña, mojándote, con el corazón enamorado y la ilusión de vivir a su lado y esta fuga de besos, niña, buscándote.
pasar. ¿Qué será de nosotros?
This is the Latin Alternative as we continue featuring some excellent new music coming out in 2019. We just heard Lila Downs, a perennial favorite here at the Latin Alternative, singer from Oaxaca, also some American roots. And we just heard Clandestino. I really like. Lila is always very eclectic and she finds wonderful songs by other people to cover besides her own compositions. And she, I really like just a wonderful high energy take of Manu Chao's classic Clandestino. Now a classic, of course, since it came out in the late 90s. Now, do you like what Lila did with the staple of the Latin Alternative, Clandestino, Josh?
I do, Ernesto. I mean, Clandestino is, of course, probably Manu Chao's biggest hit, but it's also very timely. I mean, it's a song that talks about the plight of an unwanted immigrant seeking a better life for themselves. And Lila took this song that was already, you know, very, I think you could say, political and timely. But she added to it. She added some additional lyrics. There are some references to, you know, immigrant children being detained and being treated improperly. And, you know, I can imagine that someone like her was burning to do this cover. And speaking of political and timely songs, Ozo Motley, no doubt, one of the most openly political and socially conscious Latin alternative artists, are back with a brand new single called El Otro Lado, or The Other Side. And it is indeed a reference to The Wall. This song happens to also feature Charlie Tuna of Jurassic 5 and the up-and-coming Latin hip-hop MC Olmeca. It's a really great tune that I dig a lot. Let's take a listen to El Otro Lado, new single from Ozo Motley.
Don't give up. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Yeah. sigo marchando, sigo buscando un hueco que todo se está cerrando. De mi país yo salí fugando, sentí que mi fin se estaba acercando. Quiero mi pueblo, pero no su condición. No están destruyendo, o sea, no tengo opción. Pero te digo que yo no resigno. Seguiremos el camino, puesto y fijo.
¿Dónde está mi amor? Está en el otro lado. Por eso yo me voy. En mi causa soy soldado. ¿Dónde está mi amor? Está en el otro lado. Por eso yo me voy. En mi causa soy soldado.
Yeah, all I want is to live better, with opportunities to earn and receive cheddar. Better wages and education opportunities instead of dangerous confrontations with authorities. Most people are jobless in my homeland. They can't afford to own their own land, let alone plan. So as a grown man, I gotta take responsibility and find stability. But that could end up killing me still. I willingly do it for family and sacrifice myself to protect them from calamity. A refugee searching for sanctuary. Illegal or illegal, I gotta go make a living for them.
This is the Latin Alternative. You are listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Bailo, 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 bailo la pena. llegas hasta las tantas, que no seas la mitad de nadie ni de nada. Date muchos besos, hazte el amor con la persona que más amas. Eres la reina y el rey de todas tus esquinas. Bríndate otra copa por tus éxitos y fracasos. Asómate al borde del abismo, crea tu estilo, salta la norma.
Valió la pena.
Suéltate la melena, despeina la pena. Si eres el amor de tu vida, oye, valió la pena.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to new music, and sometimes you just have to dance the sorrow away, and that's exactly what the Barcelona band Macaco suggests with their new song, Bailo la Pena. Just, you know, high energy song, really hummable, crunchy production values. I like it. Macaco, of course, there's a connection with Ojos de Brujo, the influential sort of flamenco rap band from Spain. Always good to know that Macaco is still out there making great music.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. It's been a little while, I think, since we had new music from Macaco. And now we are going to head to Los Angeles and Mexico City for a very cool collaboration. I'm very fond of an up-and-coming singer-songwriter, Nancy Sanchez. And she's been doing her thing down in Orange County for a while. I met her at the Latin Alternative Music Conference a couple years ago. She handed me her CD and a couple tracks we've since played on this show. And she's now back with a very cool collaboration with the Mexico City-based indie artist Madame Recamier. This song is a duet. It's the track Oídos. It's a just released single. Let's take a listen.
Tengo oídos para ti los uso. Tengo ojos para ti los abro. Tengo manos y te las regalo. Tengo labios y te desengaño. Tengo miedo de quererte tanto, enloquezco con solo pensarlo. Si me miras, alumbras mis pasos. Si me besas, siento que me desmayo. Si sientes lo mismo, ve a dónde nos vimos, ve a dónde nos vimos por primera vez. Si ahí yo te encuentro, será verdadero, será verdadero y ya no dudaré.
Tengo oídos
para ti los uso.
Te quiero, yo solo tiemblo cuando te veo, cuando
para ti los decirte es lo mismo de a dónde nos vimos, de a dónde nos vimos por primera vez. Si ahí yo te encuentro será verdadero y ya no dudaré.
Tengo mucho miedo de quererte tanto.
Ahí en la festa con solo pensarlo.
Tengo oídos, tengo ojos para ti lo.
El mundo se refugia tras la puerta, con un temblor que oculta la mirada, golpeando con la ley o con la fuerza aquellos que nunca han tenido nada.
Imperios orgullosos, tomando todo cual si Dios quisiera, sembraron la miseria en estos ojos que hoy escapan del hambre o de la guerra. Las cuentas que nos cierran, la voz del equilibrio, la historia que se olvida, los siglos de martirio, el mar como testigo, la muerte un porcentaje, la reja como un frío, la sangre al fin del viaje.
Wow, we just heard one of the most underrated singer-songwriters throughout Latin America from Argentina, Pedro Aznar. What a career this guy has had. A vocalist with the Pat Metheny group for a long spell in the mid-80s and early 90s. Also some prodigious solo work, some incredible cover versions and compositions of his own as well. I saw Pedro Aznar live in Buenos Aires last year, Josh, and he began his show by doing this wonderful version of the Beatles Because, where he plays all the instruments and does loop after loop, creating this amazing collage of layers of guitars and bass and keyboards and his own voice. We just heard La Reja. This is from a collaboration. Abrazo de Hermanos. This is Pedro Aznar recording an entire album with Manuel García, singer-songwriter from Chile. Therefore, the title Abrazo de Hermanos being an embrace, a hug between brothers. And I'm dedicating this song to Brenda Vasquez, a Facebook friend from Mexico, who is really obsessed with the work of Pedro Aznar. I really like it how she's always there, sort of cherishing her love of Pedro Aznar music on social media. And she reminds me very much of the time when I was a teenager and I was equally obsessed, in my case, with British progressive rock. I just like the way when we are very young, we really express so much love for the music.
And if you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook. We're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. And on Instagram, you can find us as well at The Latin Alternative. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on iTunes and Spotify, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. And from Argentina, we head to Los Angeles. New collaboration between the Santana lead vocalist Andy Vargas and Frankie J, a long time and very popular R&B vocalist, also of Latino background. They came together to collaborate on, I guess you could call it, a very smooth R&B summer jam. This track is called We're Still Here Together from Andy Vargas's forthcoming album.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Straight out of the barrio, had a body like a supermodel. Fell in love, that shit was crazy, but I knew that she had my baby. She was locked inside mi corazón, and I couldn't bear to let her go. She was hood, but she was blazing, and the love I just kept chasing. You gave me something to do, so I fell in love with you. Baby, you taught me something to have no fear of none. When you have something good, you're not supposed to let it go. That's what my mama said, and now we gotta let it go.
Yeah.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.